My cell rang just as I was leaving LAX and pulling onto the 405. Am I a Hollywood cliche or what? A pleasant voice filled the car, saying a name I couldn't quite make out, followed by, "I'm Oprah Winfrey's chief of staff." Now, I have a lot of funny friends, but Oprah? She's off limits. She's not joke material, okay? But I played the caller's game because the number one rule of improv, never deny. "Well, hi, Oprah's chief of staff," I said, sweetly and efficiently. "How are you?" She repeated her name without missing a beat, probably used to people not believing her. "Miss Winfrey asked me to reach out to check your availability for lunch at her home." "Oh, okay, that's great," I said, playing along. This could be good. I keep a calendar these days, which is so dang helpful, but almost too grown up for my liking. Point being, even if you figure it might be a joke, triple check you don't double book yourself for the first time Oprah invites you to her house. "Great," she said, "we'll be in touch." Now, I'm sure a call from Oprah's camp should always be kept private, but there was one person I just had to tell. I mean, come on. "Hey, Mom," I said, "guess who wants to maybe have lunch with me?" The next call came while I was actually on the phone with my mom, and again, I was coming home from the airport. "Hold on, Mom," I said, switching lines. "Hi, Chrissy, it's Oprah." "Lord have mercy. Here's the thing, y'all. You think you'd be able to handle an out-of-the-blue call from Oprah, but I'm here to tell you, you're not. You start thinking about everything you've learned from her. All of her performances, her generosity, her wisdom, her Oprah-isms. She's been one of your mentors your whole life. And now she's on the phone with me, just chatting with Opes like, yeah, we've been friends forever. I'm sure this is how everyone who speaks to Oprah feels. Of course, she immediately puts you at ease, even as you're trying to maintain your composure. The conversation happened so quickly, but here's what I distinctly remember. She loves This Is Us, and she knows I exist. Oh, and she wanted me to come to her house for lunch. What would you wear to see Oprah? See? It's tough, right? Not too dressy, but something that says you've given your outfit thought. I went with an aubergine cotton dress from Torrid paired with a gray knit sweater and navy blue tie-up flats from Saks. It's about an hour's drive from my apartment in LA to her estate in Montecito, a beautiful area right on the south coast of Santa Barbara. My friends all thought I was crazy to drive myself. I value alone time and I appreciate independence, okay? As I got closer to Montecito, I started second-guessing myself. I hadn't even gotten my car washed. Trying to catch me riding dirty to Oprah's. And she did. I pulled up to a very unassuming gate, and just as I thought I must have the wrong place, a young guy walked up. He was about 21 with ginger hair, wearing a crisp polo. "Can I help you?" he asked. "Hi, yeah, I'm Chrissy Metz," I said. "I'm here to see Oprah. Oprah Winfrey, Miss Winfrey." "Oh, yeah, of course," he said, starting to walk up the driveway. "I'll lead you there." "Well, do you want a ride?" I asked. "I can take you because I have a car." He paused, very calm, but trying not to laugh. No, thank you. I have the golf cart. You can follow me." Oh, God, I thought to myself, I have a car? I was just trying to be helpful. You can't see the estate from the gate, and I didn't want the youngin' walking a 5K while I followed him. We rounded the corner to this beautiful cobblestone driveway that went on forever. "Where are you taking me, Ginger Man?" I said out loud, because it took about another half mile before I even saw anything that looked like a house. Finally, we rolled up to this huge fountain in the middle of a lake and this gorgeous estate perfectly placed behind it. I literally stopped my car when I saw the house. Oh my God. I was just about to grab my phone to take a picture when I checked myself. "Chrissy, are you trying to get kicked out before you're even in?" I asked myself in my full Gainesville voice. "No, ma'am. No, ma'am. You just put your little phone down right now." Instead, I pulled into a small parking area. I got out. I took in the scene. I was admiring the rolling hills when I turned to see a sweet-faced gentleman. "Good afternoon, Miss Metz," he said, leading me to the main house. "Hi, I'm here to see Oprah." Like, who else would I be there to see?